Second half about to get started here in Durango. The Eagles lead by 14. And we talked about tonight hitting the threes as an assignment to victory. I was looking at 10 makes at a minimum, maybe 45%. That combination of both of those happening could be a good key to a win. So far tonight, Eagles have 6 three-pointers made. They are shooting just 33% from back there, 6 of 18. But more than halfway on that way to getting double figures. And if they can start to hit those a little more efficiently, it's going to be tough for Fort Lewis to come back in this game. Also important tonight to limit the points in the paint, and CSC has done that. Just 10 points in the paint thus far for the Skyhawks, who will begin with their starting four and a new starter here in the second half. Garbrough did start the beginning of the game, it looks like, too. Him and Garrick and Ferris, along with Whitman and Cott, will be out there to begin. And Jackson with Andrew, Jefferson, Coleman, and Flores. CSC starts with the ball. Remember, the Skyhawks controlled the opening tip, and we are 20 minutes away from the biggest win in Coach Houston Reed's tenure if they're able to pull this one off here tonight. This would just be massive. A lot of game left, though. We'll see how it unfolds. They go right to Jefferson, one-on-one, Ferris, and he's able to fake him and score over Riley. 40-24, good fundamental fake there by Jefferson. It's that little hitch, got the space and the timing off a bit for Ferris defensively. Coleman's in there defending on Whitman on the baseline, and he throws the ball away, and Whitman hits the deck. He is hurt. It's a 5-on-4. Now gets up, but he doesn't look great. Here's Jefferson. Jumper swish on the baseline. Jacob Jefferson has started the second half with 4 straight points, but Whitman is hurt, and this is a key moment for Fort Lewis as he is not putting much weight on that left leg, and hopefully Whitman not seriously hurt, of course, but he is going to be out of the game, and that is good news for the Eagles. And the fans are still hollering at the refs on that non-call. They have not been happy. The players that I can see here courtside, but hearing some of the calls from the stands as well, not happy with the officiating. Hokanson into the corner. Cott tries a three. He missed it. Rebound, Coleman. 42-24. Shadron State already advancing 4 more points forward to the lead here in the second half. Dom Coleman tries an open three, and it didn't go down. Ferris able to get the rebound. 18:49 on the timer. Ferris, quick three-pointer, just grazes the front of the rim. Walker is there, standing there. The ball just landed right in his lap. Eagles kind of calming the pace here. And well, it's been a quiet gym tonight. Fort Lewis crowd has not been able to get into it. Coleman, short jumper, just short, goes for the rebound, saves the baseline. What a hustle play by Dominic Coleman. Now in the corner, going to pass it back out, and Rodriguez Flores gets it. He will get things begun once again offensively. Looking for a screen. Defender stays with him. Into the corner, Coleman drives in and gets fouled at the second notch down of the key. Just 3 seconds to shoot here for Shadron State, though. He's going to have to get a shot off relatively fast. 42-24, and Jackson's going to be the baseline inbounder. Got some shooters out there. Jefferson lurking on that three-point line. Coleman, the bailout guy near half court. Jackson gets it in. Rodriguez Flores, fake, got to get it up. No, they did reset the shot clock. All right, so a late reset to 20. Beg your pardon on that one there. Didn't catch it right away. Rodriguez Flores up to Jackson. Now over for Andrews. Swing. Nope, they're going to keep it, not go left. Instead, one-on-one Jefferson. Ferris hook shot. Jacob. It rattles in. Jacob Jefferson finding some success here in the second half. What a second half already for Jefferson. 6 points. 44-24. This is the Eagles swelling the lead to the largest margin of the night. 20 points. Turnaround jumper. Ferris in and out. And the cold streak continues for Fort Lewis. 20-point advantage for the Eagles. Rodriguez Flores feeling it, goes right down the lane, but his finger roll is no good. And as he chases the rebound, he's knocked over, but is going to get called for the foul. Running into Cott. Brian's first tonight. And Ferris coming out. He is frustrated. Boatwright comes in. Last year, Brendan had 6 points and 3 rebounds in just 8 minutes. He was good off the bench against just a 6'9" redshirt sophomore. Big, strong body. They've got Jefferson on him inside. He's going to try and muscle up Jacob. Fakes outside, goes inside, and the hook is going to roll through. Those two big guys look a lot alike out there, frame-wise, height-wise, beard and hair-wise, too. Look kind of like they could be brothers. Jefferson three. Bang! He's got it. Jacob Red hot in the half. He hits a three. 47-26. The lead goes up to 21. Going to be a battle of the bigs. Both number 33 as well. Garrick's on the three-point arc. They go inside again to him. Jefferson and Andrew both swatting. And who is this foul against for Jacob? It would be his third. That is going to be on Jake. It's his third. And now Brendan Boatwright goes to the line. Keenan Gray is going to come in a moment for Jacob. Ferris is getting a quick break. He'll be coming back here in a sec. Foul shot, no good. The struggle is real for Fort Lewis on the foul line. 8 of 16, 50%. And they're normally at 76. 47-26. Changes made. Keenan Gray in. Next foul shot. That one missed as well. Coleman with a good block out. Jumping out in front of the shooter. Boy, the Eagles have caught Fort Lewis. Can't let this one slip away. We have caught them on the right night for sure. Jackson going to the left. Now bounce it over to Andrew. Fires it inside for Keenan. Out to the corner. Doesn't take the three. Coleman goes left. Now off to Keenan Gray. Jump stop. Out to Coleman. Wide open three for Dom. In and out. Down. Oh, man. How did that one not go? Coleman had that do everything but go through the circle. 47-26. 16-13 to play. Ferris right low block. Keenan trying to defend up against him, and his arm hooked over and around on Ferris. Brady Delamont's checking back in for Dom. Coleman's been struggling offensively tonight, 0 for 5, but he's got 5 rebounds, and he's a hustler on those 50-50 balls. You love his effort. Ferris looking to take Gray, gets by him. Colby sets up, and a flop call on Colby Jackson. Boy, Ferris ran into him. There was contact there, and he airballed the shot, and oh, goodness, that's a tough call. That's the first one. And the Fort Lewis coach, Petrick, saying, wait a second, no foul. He thought a foul, but it was just the flop and the flop warning. So it will be still an empty Fort Lewis possession. But remember, we saw it last night, a lot of flop calls in the games last night in Alamosa. If there is another flop on anybody for Chandron State, it will be a one-shot technical for Fort Lewis. 16:06 on the timer. And the officials are still discussing and talking. And a coach delay. Flop call and a coach delay to sort this out. All right. 16 minutes to go here in the second half. Rodriguez Flores on the wing, and he puts it up. No good. Gray going for the rebound, and Whitman with a foul. Ah, they're going to get Gray here. I thought it was going to be Whitman. Gray was inside of Whitman. Typically, that's on the outside guy, but Keenan's picked up two quick ones. Timeout, under 16 media. Eagles still up by 21, 47-26 on the West Coast scoreboard.
Cars, pickups, SUVs, even boats and campers. Tommy's Car Lot in Chatterton has the vehicle you want, or they'll find it for you. Stop by the lot on the east side of Chatterton along Highway 20 for a great selection of quality used vehicles and for a buying experience based on trust, integrity, and respect. Can't make it over today? See pictures, vehicles, facts, and prizes from the comfort of home on your computer. Tommy'sCarLot.com. Looking forward to finding the perfect vehicle for your needs at Tommy's Car Lot in Chatterton.
47-26, and Chandron State with the advantage. And the ball's going to be inbounded here by Fort Lewis, so they'll have it. And now Chandron State has to fight through some of that mentality that maybe will start to creep in here in the second half from last year. They had some big leads in games of double figures, and they would slip away in the end. It was tough in a few nights to finish off games. It cost them a chance at the RMAC postseason. So a big moment tonight for Chandron State here with 15 and a half minutes to go. Can they hang on? Right now, there's an and-one chance for Boatwright. It is 47-28, chance to be 29 if he makes the free throw. But this is a real, real big assignment for the Eagles against one of the best teams in the league on the road. And now another whistle here as they are going to have another timeout, evidently. Another break. We will be back. 15 and a half to go, and some confusion, I think, between media timeout and called timeout. Official came over and talked to the scores table at length on timeouts, but during the break. So the free throw now good for Boatwright. He gets the three-point play. Now here's a full-court press from Fort Lewis. Looks like a diamond full-court press. Jackson in trouble. He calls timeouts. And so they put on a diamond press, and now another timeout for Chadron State, 47-29. Fort Lewis dipping deep into the defensive strategy book there to try and figure something out. 15-33 now, and the official going to extend this one out to a full as well. And he just said, let's call a media. That's like three media timeouts we just had. 30. Now it's a 30. Okay. So it is going to be just a 30. Well, we'll read a break to you here while we're courtside during this third straight timeout. We are at just about 9 o'clock, and you're reminded that Eagle Basketball is on WQ Country, KQSK, Chadron, KAAQ Alliance, and your mobile device, PanhandlePost.com. Rodriguez Flores on the sideline has the ball knocked out of play. 18-point Chadron State lead. Largest of the night has been 21 points for CSC. Just a terrific performance on the road. Not intimidated at all here in this environment. Not surprised either. Coach Reed's never going to have a team that will come in intimidated somewhere. Here is Andrew for three. That's off the mark. Offensive rebound. Rodriguez Flores tunneling around inside. Good fake. No look pass. Got it to Gray. Up and under move. Keenan can't finish. Oh, he's left a couple of short ones out there that just roll off. Skyhawks. Intercepted pass on the wing by Rodriguez Flores to Andrew on the left. He'll take it up but miss and get fouled. A block foul. So Walker Andrew, with some defenders in between him and Rodriguez Flores, will earn his place at the free throw line, and Mikey Sparks will be in next opportunity here. Let's check on Walker stats tonight. 5 points, 8 boards. Walker Andrew's been a rebounding machine this weekend. Had 10 last night. He's already got 8, and we still have a lot of this half to go. And in and out on a foul shot from Walk. 67% for Andrew there. Rodriguez Flores a break. Delamont's in. Sparks also in. So Eagles make some changes. Next free throw up and in. Quick check. Delamont was already subbed in. It was Sparks who came in. So Brady stays on the floor. 48-29 CSC. Bunch of time remaining on that clock, though. 14:44 to go. They loft it in for Boatwright. Gray tries to stop him, and he scores. And they have found something with Boatwright now in the paint. Ferris is on the floor, but Boatwright has been more of the guy lately in the lane. 48-31. Colby takes the dribble to his right side, pulls up at the elbow. Jackson can't score it. Rebound grabbed by Garrick. Oh, and another flop. They just called it. And that was a late whistle. They called the flop on Colby Jackson. He was trying to get a foul, and that's the flop. They call it on Colby. It'll be a one-shot technical for Fort Lewis. And Riley Ferris will shoot it, 84%.
You guys threw up the timeouts. Now we've called two flops.
14:44 to go, 48-31, 48-32. And technical fouls are momentum swingers. And this kind of stuff is what just kind of scares you on the road. You get a technical, and now if they bang a three or something, it's going to be interesting. 48-32. Got a D up here on this possession. Boatwright against the arc. Now Ferris tucked away in the left corner. Into Boatwright, muscling around, and Gray sneaks in from behind and blocks the shot. Boatwright was trying to challenge Andrew in a nice slithery sneak in by Keenan Gray. Good swat, too. Got all orange on that play. Ball inbounded. Garrick leans in. Can't score. Put back, no. Tip up, rebound grab. Brady Delamont. Good defensive stand there for the Eagles. And Akira might have gotten him in the crowd, Mike. You hear Wolf, Wolf. They were coming in to try and take it from behind Jackson. Great job of the Eagle bench to holler that out so that he knew. As Sparks now works side shuffling with the ball on the far left. Out to Colby here, right side. Man-to-man continues for the Hawk defense. Jackson for Delamont. Three-pointer Brady short. And a collision with three Skyhawks and one Eagle. And a foul as Whitman, Boltwright, and Ferris all came together, and the X went up as they went into Andrew. And let's see.
Got an F1, Bolt 10.
Flagrant one's been called for an elbow on Whitman. And Whitman, by the way, was the injured Skyhawk earlier. He is back out and playing, so that's good. That's not a serious injury, but one of their best players is back out there, and a flagrant one has been called on Whitman for an elbow going up for that rebound. And I think they do want to take a look at this at the monitor. Coach Petrick, I think, wanted to just verify. Colby Jackson was stepping up and getting ready to shoot. Boy, this has been an interesting game. Eagles lead 48-32 here at Fort Lewis, trying to shock the Hawks. And a timeout, potential flagrant free throws on the way next for Colby Jackson.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Randy Bauer in Shedron today.
Welcome back. They were checking on the shooter there. Colby Jackson was stepping up, and they were making sure the shooter. It was Walker Andrew, who was just mashed in that trio of Skyhawks, and he makes the first on the flagrant one against Whitman. So second foul on Whitman. And Andrew misses the second. 20 on the shot clock, 13:40 to go, 49-32, and it'll be Shadron State ball. This is a big swing here. If the Eagles can get the free throw, plus the foul on Whitman, now cash home a basket. Jackson looking, Gray underneath. He's covered. They find Andrew, and he'll throw up with a left, miss, rebound, and a loose ball foul as Andrew collides with Garbrandt. Boltwright fell down too. Who's this foul on it? Andrew again grabbing at that left shoulder. There's a push, and it is on the Skyhawks. It's going to go against Garbrandt. Boy, Walker Andrew has got himself some guts. He plays through so much pain. It just keeps playing. You cannot squelch his fire. It's amazing. Love watching him work and play. He's grabbing at that shoulder. Looks like actually the right one. Delamont along the right side, far side. Now handed to Jackson. 49-32 Shadron State. After the foul on Garbrandt, his third. Eagles have a shot for three, and it's Delamont. It will not go, and he's cold from outside. Hit his first one, but has missed five in a row. Rebound to Whitman. Skyhawks right to left in the all yellow with some Carolina blue lettering and numbering. Whitman. And a off-ball foul as Garrett cutting through the key, and Delamont grabbed onto him. Brady gets a breather. Rodriguez Flores is headed back in for Shadron, and FLC is going to make a change too with LaRose. They'll exchange one tall tree for another. Boltwright out, LaRose in, pair of six nines. 13-11 to play in the basketball game. Eagles up 49-32. Trying to take a huge, huge win. Long pass to the wing. Three short. Jackson gets the rebound on the miss from Garbrandt. That would have been interesting if it had gone down. Fans would have exploded. Could have been a momentum play. Eagles instead get Sparks trying a three. It's short and tipped up. Gray gets the offensive rebound around Ferris. Tries to snap it across the key for Andrew, but it's given away. Oh, boy, turnover for Shadron. Garbrandt trying to take it down to the right side. He'll lay it in. Got around Jackson, and Colby's trying to be extra careful now. Don't blame him. They've called two flops on Jackson. And so Colby not really trying to get in position that time. Afraid of another potential flop call, I think. 49-34. Gray out to Andrew. Rodriguez Flores with just over a dozen minutes to go on the West Coast scoreboard clock. Rodriguez Flores fakes the three, slides it off to Colby. He will launch it, and good! Garbrandt's hand was right in his grill, and Colby swished the three. 52-34, Seajax with 5 points. He's been pretty quiet offensively, but that was a monster shot. Whitman will answer with one of his own. 52-37. 11:51 to play tonight. Jackson, calm, easy walk of the ball into the front court. Fans are now getting excited. 19 seconds, they're chanting, stomping. Defense, defense. Rodriguez Flores into Gray. Tunnels in against Ferris and travels. Keenan Gray has done some good things tonight inside, but there have been several turnovers that he needs to shore up. 11:32 to go, and a timeout on the floor. We'll be right back. Eagles 52-37 on the Platte Valley Bank, Chadron State Sports Network.
Hi, this is Paris Fisher. I hate sales. I don't want a good deal just on Easter or Christmas, or to have my business appreciated for 3 days a year, or to get your deal of the day. I want your best deal on everything, every day, every time. That's why at Paris Fisher Auto Sales, we don't have sales, just fair, honest prices on everything, every day, every time. So if you don't want pushed, pulled, or dragged around, but just want to be treated right, come in and see us. That's Paris Fisher Auto Sales, 130 Main Street in Chadron, where nobody works harder for you.
Launching from deep.
Michael Sparks, a deep, deep triple.
CSE shoots and scores on Double Q Country.
Ah. 11 and change to play tonight, 11:32. And Chadron State's lead is 52-37. It was 21 points. Fort Lewis has been chipping away here in the last few possessions. They run the dribble weave up high and give it to Ferris in the high post. Throws an arcing pass to the corner. Whitman goes in on Sparks. Knocked over. It's taken away. Jefferson takes the ball. And now, after Chadron State got the ball and was about to go down the floor, a third flop is called. This time it's on Sparks. And that was a few seconds after the Eagles were about to go down to the other side. And so now, is it another technical foul shot, or does it start with another warning? Evidently, it is another one-shot technical. Three flops now on the Chadron State defense, and the free throw from Ferris is no good. Chadron State will have the ball. Remember, on the flop, you just get the free throw. It's not a possession thing either, like a flagrant or a technical.
Stay focused.
Coach Reed saying, stay focused, stay focused. This is a must-win at this point now for CSC. They have had so many wins given away late, especially last year. It's time to start winning these things, 52-37, and they know it. And they are certainly capable of doing it. Got to find a way here tonight, 11:05 to go. Rodriguez Flores off to Andrew. Drives the baseline, shut off. It's now a zone defense for the Skyhawks, it looks like. Off on the left, Cepeda back into the game. Sneaks into the key, kicks it to Mikey. This is a big three. He got it! Oh, what a big three! Michael Sparks! And Chadron State goes up 55-37. Right when you need him to deliver, Mikey comes through. Ball handed off to Whitman. Over on the right, Cott drives in. Pivots around, going to pass it out. Defense not allowing anything. Swing it to the wing. Garbrandt drives. Hits by Jefferson, and Jefferson swiped at the ball. They're going to get him for a hand slap. It's his fourth foul. A chance for an and-one try for Cott. Jefferson saying, no, no, wave me out. He doesn't want to come out of the game, and assistant Jalen Little looks at him and says, no, no, you got to come out. It's time. 10:30. He's got four fouls. And Jacob, it's just like the Western Colorado game, had the four and was saying, no, leave me out there, leave me out there, that competitive animal inside. But the smart play, come off the floor a little bit, cool down, just make sure you don't get that fifth one here quick. Free throw good for the three-point play. We're going to need Jake at the end of this game, so got to get him on the bench. 55-40, Chadron State by 15, more press from the Skyhawks. This time the Eagles a little more heads up and ready for it, I think, and they are able to get it by Cepeda. Three-point line. Off to Rodriguez Flores. Fakes. Takes a few steps towards the corner, and they hem him in. Throws it up top. It's intercepted. Cott's got the ball. The defense getting back. He's going to challenge Cepeda. Oh, Walker Andrew just crushed that block shot. Three for Galbraith. No good. Tip up and no, but a whistle. Walker Andrew with a massive block. And now the ball out of bounds. Whistle possession. Chadron State. Oh, goodness. If you can go back and look at that block on the video, that, oh man, that was sweet. Up the elevator he went. 55-40, out of play, and they called Whitman for a third foul on that sequence as well. Oh, Cepeda throws it right to Cott, and Cott in on Andrew. No good on the basket. But a foul, and Cepeda, Rodriguez Flores taps him on the back as he... See Cott now going to the foul line. Cott. 84% for Cott. Now Walker's got four fouls as well as Jefferson. So some trouble for the Eagles, and caught good on the free throw.
Sonny, you got cheated.
Jackson and Son come in for CSC. Cepeda and Andrew comes out. Walker, you just every time you look at his face, you can tell how much pain he is in. 55-41 with Cott missing the next one. Caden Sun will clean up the rebound. Chadron State, Jackson, it's only Caden pushing him forward. Under 10 to play here in the second half. Chadron State trying to pull off the shocker. Rodriguez Flores, a three from the far wing. A huge shot for him, and that is now 10 threes for Chadron State. That was the number I thought might get the job done. 10 three-pointers in a minimum tonight had to go down. See if they can make it come true. Jackson and Cott. There's a foul call. Jackson slaps at the ball. Fort Lewis going crazy, hoping for a technical. Kobe's just got the big smile out there. He'll check out now. 9:22 left. 58-41. Coach Houston Reed really coaching up his senior point guard at Jackson right now. Caught at the line. Colby's going to check back in a moment. And I think Coach saw that slap of the ball and realizes that may have gotten lucky not getting the technical. Telling Colby, hey, we got some foul trouble. You're senior leader. We need you out there. You got to be smart. Free throw. Good. Okay, 58-43. And the press back on again for Fort Lewis. Jackson, good pass out to Sparks, and they're able to get it over the top of those pressing Hawks. 9:12 to go. Can the Eagles get a massive win on the road? Crowd has gotten louder. Volume turned up by the fans in the stands here, trying to will their Hawks to a win. Still a lot of time left. Chadron State still leads. Colby two. Got it! Colby Jackson! Another ice water late game bucket for C-Jax. And we're under 8:50. 17-point lead for CSC, 60-43. Whitman's going to drive in on the two talls. Throw it out to the wing. A corner wide open try. Three is in for Cott. That's a big shot. Cuts the lead down to 14. 60-46. Long 30-foot pass. And now Sparks will wisely dribble away from the sideline and get away from the Skyhawk defenders in the front court. 8:28 left. Sund on the wing. Doesn't take the three. Good decision as he gets it to Rodriguez Flores. Ryan out to the foul line. Eagles using time on the shot clock. Smart decision here. Use that clock to your advantage. Sparks. Defense gets tighter on the perimeter. Here's Rodriguez Flores. Oh, he just cashed one that would have been good from Denver, where the Nuggets play pro range here in the States. 8:02 left at 63-46 as Rodflo hits another big three. Garrick tries to answer, air ball on that three. Rodriguez Flores gets that big time tray. We got a timeout. Eagles 63, Skyhawks 46. Under 8 to a big upset if the Eagles can hold on.
There's no doubt that 2020 has been a year of uncertainty, but there is one thing that is certain. Our patients have supported us through thick and thin, and for that we are grateful. Hi, this is Dr. Devin Davis from the Northwest Eye Center in Chadron. Small business is the lifeblood of our rural communities, and they depend on each and every one of you for support, especially through difficult times. Please make it a priority to shop locally this Christmas and show the small business owner how much you appreciate them. And I hope you will remember us the next time you need a new pair of glasses or eye examination. The Northwest Eye Center, 139 West 3rd in Chadron.
Chadron State has been in control of this game for virtually the entire thing. Eagles got up 19-9. You could kind of start feeling maybe it would be our night. Fort Lewis, a tough struggle shooting in the first half. Eagles with 11 made threes tonight. They have a 63-46 lead. And an over-the-top pass gets it to Rodriguez Flores safely through the press. And Chadron State can try to work more on this clock now. Down to 7:40 to play in the game. And Jackson out on the volleyball spiking line. Casually dribbling. Hawks in the man-to-man. Colby with a defender lurking. Looking for help. Gets it to Sparks. Seven to shoot. And Mikey a little toe tap and then starts to drive. Call for traveling. Good news out of that possession, they did eat up 25 seconds on the shot clock, so there's only 7:27 to play tonight. And the time now, one of the biggest enemies for the Skyhawks as well, down 63-46. Hokanson, who's been in foul trouble, their new point guard all night, gets the ball back from Whitman into Ferris, up against DeMarco, and it's now good. Ferris has been frustrated all night. Kevin, good defense. Colby into the front court, held his pivot foot. Rodriguez Flores, three short. That was a quick one. And the fans wanted to travel on Colby, but he held that foot. Now Cott drives. He gets a layup. It's a big sequence. The Eagles could have used another 20 seconds off that clock. Instead, took the quick shot. Fort Lewis gets a quick basket on the other end. 63-48. Sund ahead, and Rodriguez Flores next to our bench, right here in front of me, courtside. Drives by his man, takes it in, left hand, scoops it up, off the rim, got his own rebound, puts it back in midair, all in one flow. 65-48, Chadron State. Fort Lewis, 10-2 on the season, 9-1 here on this floor. Getting shocked here so far. Whitman in on Sun, bumps him once, misses the runner. Rebound goes to DeMarco. Colby in the front court. Coach says slow it down, 6:18 to go. Jackson staggers, gets it to DeMarco, into the bucket, lays it in! And they don't call the flop on the Fort Lewis defender. Eagle players and coaches all looking for it. They don't get it, they're all making the motion, and I don't know why they didn't call that on Hokanson. They got three of them on us, he flops and we don't get anything. Hokanson a layup, 67-50. Eagles by 17. Press still there, Fort Lewis looks tired. Sparks for three, bullseye! 70-50, Michael Sparks powers up another trifecta and give the Eagles a dozen from behind the half circle. Chadron State by 20. Hokanson for Ferris and Alea. Now it's kind of just trading baskets back and forth. Chadron State can't get lazy on defense here. Length of the floor ahead to Sparks. He goes in. Reverse layup. Yes, inside of Ferris. And Fort Lewis is frustrated with each other. 72-52. Coach is now really imploring the Eagles to finish this game on defense. Into Ferris. Riley got the spinner to go around DeMarco. Timeout Fort Lewis. 72-54. 5:09 to go. Tick, 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 tick. Keep moving, clock. After the timeout, Eagles will try to finish this off.
CSC Basketball is proudly presented by First National Bank North Platte, the bank you call first.
Come on over to Happy Hour. Nah, not that kind of happy hour. It's Big Bat's Happy Hour every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. And it's a great time to save big on gas. During happy hour, Big Bat's takes 5 cents a gallon off the lowest cash price in Chadron. And you can save an additional 10 cents a gallon when you buy a $10 premium car wash. Roll in, fill up, and save. It's happy hour. Tuesdays, 4 to 6 at Big Bat's. Must pay inside the store by cash or check to receive gas discount.
Nine to go. Caden Sund, trouble getting it in. Coleman, and he ran back to the ball. It's a nice job by Coleman to see Caden in trouble, and he sprinted back to get it in. Okay, 5 minutes on the clock. Chadron State leads 72-54. Need to find a way to close the game out. So far, so good. Some big threes have gone down. Rodriguez Flores, Jackson at a big two. Hokanson trying to draw the foul. Coleman gets to the ball. Seven to shoot. Scramble a little bit. Now Colby slows it down. Tries to calm things. Goes in. 3-2. DeMarco from Colby Jackson. And they're able to come up with a two and eat the entire shot clock as well. We're down to 4:33 to go. This thing just might happen. 74-54. Quick Fort Lewis three. Jackson after the three-pointer. That's a quick answer, and Fort Lewis really needed that one. Jackson over on the left side. And it was Hokanson held to just 5 points. Coleman with 4:12. Can the Eagles bleed the clock a bit more? Hand it off to Jackson over on the left. That's who you want holding the ball right now. 10 to shoot, takes it up, and unable to score. Cock gets the rebound. Eagles trying to hustle back. Numbers for a moment for Fort Lewis. Step back. Whitman doesn't take the three. Coleman got in his way. 3:53 to go. 74-57 Chadron. And this is a long offensive possession now. Hokanson trying to shake Delamont. Brady staying right with him. Into Ferris. Drop step, turn, score, and a foul. And coach is saying he hooked him. Calling for the hook. But they're not going to get that call against Ferris. Goes on Kevin DeMarco instead. It's now 74-59. And here comes Sparks, Andrew, and Jefferson all checking back in as Fort Lewis making a final stand here to try and come back and protect their house tonight. We'll be right back on WQ Country.
Wow, this is exciting. Really exciting. If you're listening to this, know that with a Culligan water system, you could be giving your family cleaner, softer, tastier water that means better, more delicious water flowing through your home into your pets' water bowls, your food, and your people. Culligan drinking water systems purify water of impurities and can remove nitrates, arsenic, manganese, plus many more. Call Culligan Water or stop by to see how they can help you.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, Shadron State, looking at its biggest win in a few years, perhaps, here at Fort Lewis, 74-59. Eagles with 3:44 to go. Ferris able to finish up the play, 74-60, 14-point game, 3:44 left. This thing, of course, not over yet when you're playing a team as good as Fort Lewis. Fans again trying to stomp on those blue and yellow plastic bleachers here to make as much noise as they can. Shadron trying to see that clock down, down, tick, 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 tick down, and get rid of seconds as quick as possible. 10 on the shot clock. Jackson dribbles away from two defenders. Nice screen by Jefferson into Andrew. He'll lay it through. Wonderful possession. Absolutely gorgeous. They use the clock. They get the points, and they're up by 16. That'll also kill the crowd. 3:09 to go. Hokanson in against Jackson, and Colby with a hand check way out high. Rodriguez Flores is checking back in. And that is a double bonus now for Hokanson going to the line. Tonight, Hokanson hasn't shot a free throw. Skyhawks just 58%. And Hokanson's free throw is going to bounce around and through. 3:07 left. Coach Reed just heard him turn right before that foul shot. It was dead quiet here. He said, this ain't over. This ain't over. Reminding his team that this is not over. 3:07 left. 76-61. Eagles haven't beaten Fort Lewis since at least 2011. Second foul shot rebounded by Jefferson. 3:04 left. Colby gets the ball into his hands. The pilot of this team. And a foul or out of bounds? That's going to be a foul on Hokanson, and he is, I believe, out. Yep, that's five on Hokanson. He's gone. Tried to pressure Jackson into a turnover. And it will be the sixth is all on Fort Lewis. So no bonus free throw yet for Shadron State. 76-61 at 2:58 to go. Andrew to check it in. Jackson will receive it from him. 20 seconds to shoot. Eagles can get it down to about 2:35 if they take it all the way down. 10 seconds to shoot now. Underneath, great no-look pass. Andrew lays it in left hand. C. Jackson, another nice assist. Colby Jackson has 13 assists tonight. A baker's dozen for Jackson. Here is a long three that goes through for Riley Ferris. And I want to take that back real quick. Just 12 assists for Colby. They put it up pretty fast. And now they put it in there, 13. All right, so I was ahead of the scorebook. It is 13 assists for Jackson. What a game for Colby today. 2:19 to go, 78-64. Shadron State, 14-point difference. They are on the good side of it today. Sparks to Jefferson. He'll release, and the three, not the capper. Rebounded by Garbrough. Under 2 minutes to go now. Going to take a big finish for Fort Lewis. A rebound dunk try. No good. Jefferson's got it. And it's starting to feel like this one's going to happen. What a signature marquee win this would be for Coach Reed and his building of the program. Just so close to making the tournament last year. Wins like this are what going to get them in this season if they can start pulling off these type of victories in January and February. 1:37 to go. Shot clock down to nine. Rodriguez Flores, two, short, rebound Ferris. 90 seconds away from the win, the Eagles are up by 14. Can't tell you how good this feels to see it happen for Houston and for the guys on the bench. Shot up, tip up, miss. Tip in is good by Garrick on the miss, but this team worked so hard. They have played so well, so competitive. They came into the game with five close losses and two other games where they had double-figure leads slip away. This is going to be the most satisfying win for many of these guys' career here at Chadron State. 78-66 with a minute eight, and Colby Jackson going to the free throw line. I could not be happier for this group of men and this coaching staff. Jalen Little, Taylor Schaefer, Houston Reed. This just feels good. Free throw for CJ is good. He's going to get another. They came close in so many games last year and not quite ready to take that next step to the tournament yet, letting big leads slip away. This might be looked at the end of this season and maybe seasons down the road as to where the next step was taken. A win like this in virtually controlling fashion the entire way at Fort Lewis. Colby gives them an 80-66 lead. 108 to play tonight. Chadron State with a dozen threes and a ton of heart with a foul on Colby Jackson to slow things down. 102 to go. Sparks will check back in a moment. Stay with us for the coach's comments tonight. Houston Reed will join us as always on the GLR CPA postgame wrap. We'll give you all the final stats tonight as well, too. We've got three in doubles. As a free throw in, Coleman slaps fives with Sparks. He checks in. Rodriguez Flores with 18 points. Sparks 15. Jefferson 11, the Eagle leaders. Ferris did get to 20, so he has still scored at least 20 points in every game this year for the Skyhawks. 6-16, but it was a frustrating night for him. The Eagles make sure to take him out of the game early. 80-68. Sparks on the wing, 59 seconds, and Mikey Wisely dribbles away from yellow shirts, and now a foul by Cott, and 55 seconds to go. Michael Sparks going to look to seal this up. Looking ahead for Chadron State. Friday night back at home, we've got Westminster. Saturday, we've got a showdown with a top 25-ranked Dixie State team. Oh, next weekend ought to be a lot of fun, fans. Get your tickets now at the Chicoine Center. Free throw good. And then another good test for the Eagles on the road, the 17th at New Mexico Highlands, a place they almost won last year against the team that ended up winning the RMAC shootout tournament. So this is a fun little January stretch here with the Utah teams coming in, including a top 25-ranked Dixie. And then a game at the defending tourney champs. Those will be back-to-back. Chadron State gets one or both of those. Lookout tournament bracket. We might be crashing the party. 81-68, 52 seconds to play. Second foul shot was missed by Mikey. Eagles just got to defend out this last 45 seconds, and they will have a humongous win to take on home, and that bus ride gets a little bit shorter than 10 and a half hours when you win like this. As Ferris will hit a three. 81-71, 38 seconds. Cepeda off to Sparks. Mikey in the corner. Jacob wide open. Of course, he holds on to that ball, remembering last year. Lofted back up top. Sparks will cradle the ball in. They come and foul him. Chadron State had this game won last year, leading by 6 with 45 seconds. They now lead by 10 with 27, so more comfort level this year than last year. But that miracle finish in 3 by Fort Lewis to go to overtime, and then they won by a dozen. Chadron State making certain that there is nothing close to that happening in repeat fashion here tonight. Jackson checking back in for Cepeda. Hawks going to make another change on the foul out as well. Garbrandt is out. And Chadron State's Michael Sparks will look to cap off the win. Don't 27 seconds to go and a 10-point lead. Mikey will make it 11. And nice to see Michael Sparks with 17 points now tonight. Three threes. And he is going to be feeling good after tonight. Sparks yesterday had 7 points. Not having the season that he wanted from the beginning, but things are starting to turn in favor for Mike. High-quality senior player on this squad. 83-71, he got both of them. Fort Lewis ball, 25 seconds to go. Chadron State at least 0-10 in the last 10 matchups that we could research, and now a steal. Over to Rodriguez Flores. He could have ran it down and dunked it, but he will class it up, turn around, and dribble out the clock. And it's going to happen, Eagle fans. Chadron State is going to do it. Eagles are going to win the basketball game tonight, knocking off the Fort Lewis Skyhawks, who are 10-2. A signature win. Huge win tonight for CSC. They have done it. 83-71 as the Eagles get the victory tonight over Fort Lewis. A great win tonight for CSC. Coming in here, getting that W as they come by and fist bump at the scorer's table and get that win. Shaking hands with the opposite team on the other end. And boy, this is going to be a fun postgame show with head coach Houston Reed here in just a moment. We'll see if he brings any of the guys to come over and talk with us as well. But Chadron State has pulled off the stunner. Not quite as big of a factor stun-wise for us that know the program, seeing how hard this team plays and how good this team can be. But they finally got it done, and looking at records, people around the RMAC tonight are going to wonder what happened in Durango. And they're going to want to have to look out a little bit more closely as CSC comes to their house down the road of this schedule in January and February. Final score, 83-71. Eagles get the job done tonight. Pick up a huge, huge win. Postgame show next.
What comes to mind when you hear GLRCPA? How about honest professionals that can help you stay in compliance with the complexities of the tax code and other regulations? They serve individuals and small businesses, nonprofit and governmental entities, and family farms and ranches utilizing experienced professionals and the latest technology. Let the professionals at Gardner, Latzenheiser, and Ryan PC offer solutions to your needs. Visit them online at glrcpa.com or at any of their locations in Chadron, Gordon, or Mullen. GLRCPA, big firm capability, small town personality.
Welcome back inside Wayland Gymnasium. Chadron State has done it. They knock off the Fort Lewis Skyhawks in RMAC men's basketball tonight. 83-71, the final score. Coach Reed went back into the locker room with the guys, and this is one that he is really going to cherish with those fellas in the locker room right now. Can only imagine just how great that feeling is for them as they discuss and break down the game and celebrate. Coach will be back out to visit with us, I'm sure, here in a bit. So let's begin with statistics tonight. Eagles end up shooting in the game 44%, 30 of 69. They hit a dozen threes, 35% behind the arc, 12 of 34. From the free throw line, solid, 79%, 11 of 14. Brian Rodriguez Flores and Michael Sparks, each the top scorers tonight with 18 points apiece. Sparks hit 3 3-point shots. Rodriguez Flores hit 4 of 8 from downtown. Walker Andrew finished with 11. Jacob Jefferson finished with 11. 9 tonight for Colby Jackson. 4 for Gray, 3 for Cepeda, 3 for Delamont, and 6 for Kevin DeMarco off the bench tonight. On the Skyhawks side, they shoot 39%, 23 out of 59, 7 of 23 from 30% from 3, and 18 of 30, 60% from the free throw stripe. Riley Ferris ends up the high scorer in the game with 23 points. He has scored 20 points in every single game for Fort Lewis, all 13 of them this year, but they come up short on the losing end tonight, despite that 23-point effort. Eagles frustrated him early. Caught with 13 points. They were the Fort Lewis leaders. Coach Reed's getting settled in, and we'll give him a minute. A lot of people coming over to congratulate the coach, and well-deserved as he gets settled in. We'll give him a minute to get the headset on, and we'll finish up a few more stats here real quick. Rebounding-wise, Chadron State 45-38. They win the advantage there. They take the offensive glass 2-12-10, plus 2 on that end. But just a lot of great numbers on for the sheet tonight for Chadron State. Bench outscores Fort Lewis 34-21, and they had 8 more points off of turnovers did the Eagles than the Hawks, 11-3. But a really good stat I like to look at here, too. Tonight, Chadron State, time with the lead. Almost 37 minutes of this game the Eagles led, and Coach will bring you in. And first question I want to ask you, just how satisfying is this one tonight? This has just got to be incredible to you.
Yeah, man. One of my favorite quotes is easy to please but hard to satisfy. So we're pleased with the outcome tonight. Not satisfied, you know, the same things that we've got to continue to do better. And we've got to take the same mindset coming back. We got 2 home games coming up. We got to have that constant daily improvement. But, you know, these guys have worked really hard, and coming by road wins in the RMAC are hard, but they're even harder in Wayland.
Yeah.
And so I'm just really proud that the guys get a little bit of a payday for how hard that they've worked.
What was it like in the locker room a minute ago when you went back there with them after the win to celebrate? I imagine pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's for us. It was awesome.
Awesome. Great to hear it. Now, let's look at the game a little bit here. Early on, you guys came out, got got a 19-9 lead, and you really frustrated Riley Ferris, their big guy, and maybe the player of the year by the time the year's done.
Yeah, I mean, we came in with a specific game plan, and part of that was Riley Ferris. The other part was Danny Garrick. And we knew as coaches that we had the right game plan. But Fort Lewis has got some other players on the floor that are talented players. And we were worried that, you know, we knew it was going to go one way or the other. And we had a whole line of adjustments that we were ready for. We knew if we didn't do our game plan with a ton of effort, we were going to be in trouble. But that wasn't the case. We came out with a ton of effort. You know, I think the guys kind of knocked them on their heels to start with. And I thought that was starting with our inside play. You know, you turn around, you get the you know, Jacob picks up the two illegal screens and sits.
Yeah.
And I know that Keenan Gray didn't play well offensively, but those minutes he gave us well defensively. And I told you last night, I'm going to tell you again, I almost slipped. I'm going to tell you again, how about Kevin DeMarco?
Yeah.
How about Kevin DeMarco?
Kevin DeMarco was sensational off the bench once again tonight. Looks like he found another big to throw in there and give you good minutes. 6 points tonight, but defensively with Kevin down there making things tough on the bigs underneath. Your guys hit big shots at the end of the game, too. Rodriguez, Flores, Colby Jackson hit some big shots. Momentum, potential change in the game. The flop call started going against us a little bit. And, you know, your guys really showed a lot of guts tonight and withstood some of that, hit the big shots when you needed them.
Yeah, I think that you talk about coming back in the first half. Jacob Jefferson kind of makes some shots to get us going a little bit. But then the thing that turns around is the disruption of the flow of the game happened with some of the flops and some had a timeout call that wasn't supposed to be a timeout. It just kind of disrupted it. But we've really challenged our guys mentally to stay locked into the game no matter what's going on with the things that we can't control. And I thought we took some shots early in the second half after Jake made those that were good shots. In the first half, we got great shots. And then we got down towards that last 12 minutes of the game. We got great shots. I mean, the statistic speaks for itself when you got 24 assists as a team, and that stands out big time.
13 for Colby Jackson. He was sensational tonight, and this has got to be one of those that hopefully the momentum can ride on forward. You got big ones coming up with Dixie and Westminster, but back home next week, and you feel like this team's just ready. We knew they were ready to bust out and get one of these wins. Now hopefully they can take it on forward and make a little string of wins happen in a row and put everybody on notice in the conference.
Yeah, you know, coming in tonight, we've lost five games by 3 points or less.
Yeah.
So
incredible.
Getting the guy credit to our guys that continued to listen, that continued to buy in as though we fell short. But when you have a win like this, it makes them listen and buy in a little bit more, especially from the defensive standpoint. And then see some of the stats jump out that we've been telling them. If you win the glass, you know, you take care of the ball. We had 8 turnovers tonight, man. Excuse me, 7. Last night we had 19.
Yeah.
It was very confrontational at the Holiday Inn in Durango, Colorado today.
Yeah.
And they answered the bell on that.
Coach, couldn't be more proud of you and the guys. This is real satisfying for everybody involved with the program.
Yeah.
Love to see it for you guys. And great stuff, Coach.
Hey, Dave.
Congrats.
I think Don brought some breakfast sandwiches. He tried giving me some Oreos. Long ride home.
It's going to feel a lot shorter, though, after this, right?
You bet. See you, Dave.
Okay, Coach Reed, kind enough to share some words with us here tonight on the postgame show as the Eagles get it done here tonight in Durango. We'll take another quick 30. We'll be back. We'll finish up your stat wrap, and then we'll send it on back to country music on Double Q Country tonight. What a win. Eagles over Fort Lewis by 12.
What comes to mind when you hear GLRCPA? How about honest professionals that can help you stay in compliance with the complexities of the tax code and other regulations? They serve individuals and small businesses, nonprofit and governmental entities, and family farms and ranches utilizing experienced professionals and the latest technology. Let the professionals at Gardner, Lotzenheiser, and Ryan PC offer solutions to your needs. Visit them online at glrcpa.com or at any of their locations in Shadron, Gordon, or Mullen. GLRCPA, big firm capability, small town personality.
Eagles win over Fort Lewis and pick up a very big victory over a team that had our number for quite some time and the number of a lot of teams in the RMAC, quite frankly, over the last several years. So, excellent win for CSC. Another stat that stands out, points in the paint. Fort Lewis had just 10 in the first half, and that was a good job by the Eagle defense to limit that. They end up with 32 to the Eagles 30, but a lot of those kind of came late when the game was pretty much in hand. Second chance points tonight, Eagles 13-8. They also had 10 fast breaks tonight, 9 for Fort Lewis. But again, the big stat, 37 minutes nearly that the Eagles led this game, and they win it in the end 83-71 with a dozen three-pointers. Can't wait to see how this propels the team forward. Come out and watch next week at Chicoin Center. Westminster is in on Friday night at 5:30. The women start, then 7:30 is the men's game, and then 5:30, 7:30 on Saturday, Dixie State. And that men's game will be against the top 25-ranked Dixie State Trailblazer team as well. So stay tuned as well. We're going to have tickets to give away for you on our Twitter and Double Q Country, too. So a chance to win, a chance to see Shadron State basketball. Eagle ladies did drop tonight, 83-66, but they played a really competitive game, kept it within reach the entire time, an inspired effort by the Eagle women. They do come up a bit short, but good to see both teams come back from the night last night in Adams and those two losses and really put together great efforts here this evening. So I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, wrapping it up. We'll say thank you for tuning into our coverage of Eagle Hoops tonight and all season.
What comes to mind when you hear GLRCPA? How about honest professionals that can help you stay in compliance with the complexities of the tax code and other regulations? They serve individuals and small businesses, nonprofit and governmental entities, and family farms and ranches utilizing experienced professionals and the latest technology. Let the professionals at Gardner, Latzenheiser, and Ryan PC offer solutions to your needs. Visit them online at glrcpa.com or at any of their locations in Shadron, Gordon, or Mullen. GLRCPA, big firm capability, small town personality.